Good morning and welcome to you all on this second Sunday in Advent. During this service, we will be receiving new members into our church community. Tea and coffee will be served in the Mayo Hall between the two morning services. Pastoral news. Margaret Golding has become a great grandmother. Congratulations. And Jack Stanley Brain has been in hospital, but is now recovering back at home. Just a quick reminder, as we don't have the projection, please do read the back of the service papers for some of the details. But our church calendars are ready, and they look great, thanks to the great photo sent in for all our folk. I'm going to spend a couple of moments showing you the pictures. They're absolutely amazing. And Ray's asking for a minimum of £15, which is a donation, and the profits will go towards the Acorn Fund. And Ray will be in the Mayo Hall. They're wonderful. Thank you, Ray. The alternative Christmas card in Age of Christian Aid is available, where you normally collect your paper copy of the church news at the back there. So far, we have raised over £1,400 for Christian Aid, and that's before gift aid. Fantastic. Steve would like to talk about the gift service.
I've just been given a present, and unfortunately it's not for me. It's for WellCare, who will receive the gifts from our gift service next Sunday. And in preparation for Christmas and the gift service and everything, I'd be really glad of some help, people coming to help decorate Christmas trees, put out night lights, all sorts of decorating things, and that's on Saturday decorating, Sunday gift service. There are some flyers at the back if you want to take one to remind you.
Thank you. And whilst you're laden with presents, don't forget to bring your filled money boxes as well for next week. And finally, Liz Bartlett would like to say something about our preparations for Christmas too.
Well, the choir got off to a brilliant start yesterday morning, ready for carols by candlelight. There's going to be another choir practice next Saturday at 10 o'clock. And it's not too late. If you would like to sing in carols by candlelight in the choir this year, this is probably the last time you can join in. So just think about it. We're very delighted to have some extra singers. So please do that if you can. And just a reminder that it's the K3A Orchestra concert next Sunday, the 13th, in the parish church in the afternoon. I've got tickets. I haven't sold any yet. So if you'd like to help me out, I'd be jolly grateful.
So come and listen to the voice of Scripture. Come, let us lift up our voices in praise and thanksgiving. And come, let us pray with those who have no voice. Let us come and worship in silence, in song, and in sincerity. Let us come and worship the one who is the voice of love. Grace, 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 come. You're going to light two candles? Can you do that? What you need to know is I'm rubbish with lights. Not really safe. There we are. That's great. That's one. The other one. Fantastic. Right. Give it a blow. Thank you. Let us pray. As we light this Advent candle, may its flame be a symbol of hope. Its warmth be a symbol of God's love for each of us. And may it inspire us to speak out words that challenge, inspire, and draw others to the kingdom. And we pray in the name of Jesus, who is the light of the world. Amen. So we join together to sing the hymn, which you'll find in the hymn books at number 127, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, hymn number 127. Let us join to pray. Let us pray. As we prepare to hear your word, O God, may we be silent deep within, that we may receive as a gift the words we need to hear, the words we need to share, and the words we need to let go. Forgive us, gracious God, when we have not listened to those whose voices have been challenging, when we've turned away from those whose voices have been pleading, when we have used our own voices not to build up and to be unkind. We ask that you would forgive us. We ask that you would bless us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And let us say the Lord's Prayer together, and let us say it in our first language or in the first way we learnt it. Our Father, who art in
that's live. Hello, can you hear me? Good. Pray. What else?
Sing.
Talking about welcoming Jesus in at Christmas time, separate from all of this stuff, which is great, but the important thing is Christmas has got the word Christ in. It's about Jesus being born, isn't it? So we need to remember that, and we do it through praying, we sing.
Forgiveness.
Good one. What else?
Listen.
To who?
To God.
Giving to others. Time. Money. Maybe think about buying fair trade for Christmas.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, my hearing is... Sorry. Giving thanks. Reflecting, rereading the Bible story. Trying to ask God to give us a new sense of wonder of Christmas. Doing something for other people. Well, yeah, we can't... for the church Christmas meal. We could go on, but we won't because I'm running out of time. But just a reminder, Christmas isn't just about presents. Shock horror, news headline. It's about Jesus being born, about God coming down to earth to be our friend. Okay, remember that? And if you can take even just 5 minutes over Christmas to remember that, five, not four, not six, five, okay? Five, that would be great. And I think God will touch our hearts.
Join to sing, give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. See you later. Thank you very much. So Luke has already introduced John, son of Zechariah, as a member of a working priest's family. And here, the writer of Luke is careful to locate him within the politics of his time. And so the date, it will be something between 26 and 29 AD. And the territories that these men ruled over similarly would be all a bit vague. But on a broad canvas, we have the one who comes as an obscure provincial prophet whose words are based on the words of his faith, his tradition, he quotes, and whose words are remembered in the way that the powerful are long forgotten. It is Martin Verge who will read this passage to us.
So we're reading from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. It was the 15th year of the rule of the Emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod was ruler of Galilee. And his brother Philip was ruler of the territory of Iturea and Trachonitis. Lysanias was ruler of Abilene. And Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. At that time, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. So John went throughout the whole territory of the River Jordan preaching, "Turn away from your sins and be baptized, and God will forgive your sins." As it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, "Someone is shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. Every valley must be filled up, every hill and mountain leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight, and the rough paths made smooth. The whole human race will see God's salvation."
John the Baptist goes around the territory of Jordan preaching a message and being a sign that calls people, as we are. The ones that he is calling are people who are defined by their cultural religion. And he calls them to turn around to a depth of faith, turning round to it. He, in his life, is a sign of God present and active in that area. And he communicates with people in a language that they can understand, and he speaks out of his faith tradition as we have to. Not from wisdom that we have learned in other places, but energized by following Jesus and following our scriptural tradition. And his call is that things are going to be turned upside down. Every ravine will be filled in, and winding paths will be straightened. There will be a totally different view of how things are. When the one who comes, the one that we wait for, comes, things will be radically different. The question for us is, will we let that happen? Today, we are going to receive into membership of our church people from North and South Korea. And it is a sign that something beyond social convention holds people together in church. that something beyond power and manipulation gets people together and keeps them in relationship. It is love. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Our life together in church begins with the things that are unseen. If that is not developing, then we are nothing. It then moves into our fellowship with each other, and then it moves out into other things. But it starts with the things that are unseen. So today is a day to celebrate and to offer a warm welcome. It is a staging point on the life of those who will become members, but it is also a significant moment in the life of this church. For now, by the end of this service, we will have over 16 Korean-speaking church members. People from North and South Korea. And we have many others for whom English is not their first language. So we need to be very cautious about our English language wordiness as the only way of doing church. So the call of John the Baptist rings out. It is that things will be straightened out. But how will we know what to do? How will we recognize God at work unless we take the time to reflect on the things of God, to wait on the Lord? How will we know unless we stop long enough to see God in bread and wine, to see God in another human being? To see God when we look in the mirror. I think for many people that's the hardest of all, eh? To see God when you look in the mirror. You can see God in everybody else round about you, but in me, wow. And to see God in the baby that will be born. So let us be silent together, and then we will pray. Loving God, we pray for those who speak out with the voice of compassion for the marginalized, the abused, the exploited. We give you thanks and praise for our freedom to worship. And we recognize that for our brothers and sisters from North Korea, this is a revelation indeed. So we pray for the persecuted church, particularly in North Korea. We pray for those who speak out with a those who speak out against corruption, against greed, against... We pray for those who speak out with a voice of concern for the environment. And we thank you for those who have challenged us in the political debate about moving to bomb Syria. We thank you for those who spoke from their conscience. And we pray for your peace in the Middle East. We pray for all who speak out with your voice. And we pray that our church, in our life together, may be a sign of your love, of your welcome, and we pray for ourselves with the challenges of how we would use our voice. Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. Bless the money, bless the bread, the wine, and bless the lives that we offer, that all may be used for the work of your kingdom. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, which you'll find at number 453, Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ. Please come and join me at the front. I'll be lonely without you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. G, come. Good. You have a seat. Have a seat. Seat. Scoop. Now, I have already made my apologies. That apart from Jay and Susie, everybody else's name I'm going to get wrong. That's because I'm Scottish and I am ignorant and I throw myself at your feet and I'm really sorry. The one bit of good news for us ignorant English-speaking people is that Gloria, Timothy, hurrah! Like the Hong Kong Chinese people, that's good, but because your particular name is really difficult to say, isn't it? So I'm just getting that in. And I need to say to everybody here, if you are not a member of this church, and if you've never been at the front and made your promises, then you're not technically a member of this church. You might well be a friend of this church, might be highly committed to this church, but not a member of this church. Then maybe you need to think about it, and maybe we need to make it happen. Okay? So it is in through baptism that we are made one in the body of Christ. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable us to live as the people of God and to serve God's purposes. And it is in baptism that we say yes to God. But the time comes when we are to receive, be received, and to make our own profession of faith. To say for ourselves that we will be committed as people of faith to follow the Lord Jesus. So in some traditions you would call this confirmation. In some traditions you would call it a reception into church membership. And why would we do it? It's because of scriptures like this that Jesus says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Or, so when you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple of the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place of God, which is a quote from Ephesians. So I invite you, would you please stand up? Would you go to that mic and be heard? Do you confess anew your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, giver of life?
천지를 창조하시고 세상을 구속하시며 당신의 삶을 주관하시는 한 하나님, 성부와 성령, 성령을 오늘 당신은 당신의 신앙으로 고백하십니까?
Yep, 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 yep. From the beginning, believers have continued in the worship and fellowship of the church. Do you promise to share with us in the life of this church and to be faithful in the privileges and responsibilities of church membership?
신앙인들은 처음부터 예배와 교제를 계속하여 왔습니다. 여러분은 우리와 교회 생활을 나누며 교회 회원으로서 권한과 책임을 공유하며 충실하실 것을 약속하십니까?
Do you accept the gift and cost of following Jesus in your daily life and work?
여러분의 삶과 일 가운데서 예수님을 선물로 받아들이시며 예수님을 따르는 그 의무를 다하시겠습니까?
With the whole church, will you proclaim by word and action The good news of God in Christ.
여러분은 교회와 함께 여러분의 말과 행위 가운데 예수 안의 복음을 선포하시겠습니까?
And for you, good people, as a community of faith representing the whole church, do you welcome these, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and promise to share with them what you yourselves have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Christ?
여러분은 믿음의 공동체로서 교회를 대표하여 그리스도 안에 당신은 이 형제 혐의 자매들을 환영하고 하나님으로부터 우리가 받은 은사와 은사를 함께 나누며 그리스도 안에 하나님의 사랑을 전파하시겠습니까?
So let us pray.
함께 기도하시겠습니다.
Lord, we thank you for calling these brothers and sisters to journey with us.
주님, 오늘 우리 형제 자매들을 우리와 함께 우리와 같은 신앙의 여정으로 불러주셔서 감사합니다.
Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them.
이들에게 성령을 충만하게 부어주시고
Empower them for service in their homes, the community, and through this church.
이 교회를 통하여 이들의 가정과 지역 공동체를 축복하여 주옵소서.
May they continue in their journey with you, Lord Jesus.
그들이 우리와 함께 우리의 신앙의 여정을 언제까지 함께하게 하여 주옵소서.
We thank you for the ministry of the Reverend Sugin Lee, who has been used by you.
하나님, 당신에 의하여 사용되어지는 당신의 종 이석인 목사로 인하여 감사를 드립니다.
We ask that you will remember the families in North and South Korea.
오늘 우리 형제 자매들의 북한과 한국에 있는 주님의 왕국을 모르는 가족들을 기억하여 주옵소서.
And that those in North Korea would be amazed by our freedom and our casual lack of celebration of it.
오늘의 기쁨을 모르는 북한의 가족들 또 한국의 가족들에게 이 교회와 같이 오늘 이들을 축복하시고
Bless them as we work together in the church. Help them to find ways to use their gifts in our community.
우리 형제 오늘 우리 형제 자매들이 교회와 이 지역 공동체에서 그들의 은사를 발견하고 우리 교회를 함께 세워가는 데 하나 되게 하옵소서.
And may we together be part of the building of your church. In Jesus' name, Amen.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다. 아멘.
Hananim mi chukpugi. Hananim mi chukpugi. Hooray! Did I get it right? Yay! Everybody else has been walking, has been looking at me thinking I was insane because I've been walking around going, Hananim mi chukpugi. Hananim mi chukpugi. I'm sorry. That's right. So, Kathy, come up and. Oh, yeah. Susie? Jay? No, that's yeah. Nope, it's Timothy at the end. Yeah, good. Thank you. We're going to sing. Stay seated, please, as we sing a blessing. Would you like to turn around? We will sing the hymn. It's number 420. The Lord bless you and keep you. Have a seat. Have a seat where you are. I guess there are not many churches where we can actually say that people will come from the east and the west, but it's true for us. I remember a few years ago we did a thing where we asked people to put their hands up if they were born in Kingston, and that was a certain number of people, and an equal number of people were not born in Europe. I think that would probably be true now. This is a sign and a symbol. Are our eyes open to see? Are our mouths open to speak? On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We believe that this is the Lord's table. It does not belong to us, and we believe that everybody is welcome here. So when the elders come and offer you the bread, if you'd like to eat with us, then please take a piece of bread and then make your communion and eat it. If you have issues with wheat and gluten, there's a piece of rice cake for you, protected in the rather fetching cupcakes. And for when you get the wine, hold it, and we will all drink together. And for those of us who have issues with alcohol, there is no alcohol in this wine. He took bread, blessed it, broke it. "This is my body," he said, "broken for you." Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for all your gifts to us, that you conceived the universe and wove the world together and hold all life in your hands, that you are watching us whether we're waking or sleeping. You keep every tear that we shed and hear every prayer that we make. You know our best, you know our worst, and you will not let us go. So with angels and archangels, with the saints from long ago, with our loved ones who are gathered round your heavenly table, we praise you. We praise you for him who was born among us incognito, who grew up without privilege or status, who walked the way to heaven through the back streets of this world, who told the deepest truths in ordinary language, who touched, healed, blessed, disturbed. Blessed is he in all his love and beauty. God, beyond holiness, as we do what Jesus once did, let your Holy Spirit move among us. Settle on this bread and this wine. that they may become for us the body and blood of Christ. And let that same Spirit stir our souls so that as we share the sacrament, we may recognize our Lord and receive him, and that he may be in us and we in him forever. Lord, we pray. Amen. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. Lord, teach us your ways and lead us on a level path. Help us to behold your beauty. Do not forsake us. As we wait, we ask that we would overflow with your love, to trust in your path, to risk and to rise. Lord, we pray. Amen. Our final hymn, which you'll find in the hymn book at number 663, Love Divine or Love's Excelling. Chuck Puggy. May God bless us. Amen.